Good morning, people of the Most High God. Khadijah here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny. It is O'Doc 30 in the morning, and I'm up and could not go to sleep. So I've been praying and meditating, and I got this in my spirit. And I start dissecting it, and I was talking to Abba Father about it. And the question is, why do we find it so easy to deceive ourselves? And so I started meditating, and deception comes from disobedience. Now, we don't like those two words, deception, disobedience. But let me give you another one that we don't like. And that word is authority. We don't want other people telling us what to do. But I find that strange because we have to submit to something, some form of authority in our lives every day. The traffic laws, if you are caught speeding, you get a ticket. Your employer tells you what time to be to work, and if you don't get there on time, then your pay is docked. And yeah, I hear you saying, well, I work for myself. Well, I'm going to tell you that if you don't pay your invoices, or if you don't pay the light bill or the rent on the location that you do business from, then your business is in trouble. There is always going to be someone that tells you what to do, even in your personal life. Either you pay your rent or your mortgage, or you forfeit the place that you live in, or you pay the lights and the gas and the other utilities that are needed or are necessary. For you to have a comfortable existence in the place that you call home. But we don't want to say that word authority. And so I took it a little bit further, because if we don't like the word authority, but we find ourselves submitting to authority in our everyday lives, why is it so hard for us to obey the authority of the Most High God, the one and only reason that we even exist today? We'll give our obedience to a man or a system, but we don't want to obey the Most High God who created heaven and earth. He spoke it into existence. And then he bent down and molded man out of the dust of the ground. But we don't want to obey him. We want to change his time and his seasons. And we want to change his laws. Or we want to manipulate them so that we are obeying half of his rules or half truths. We love getting our ears tickled, as long as it does not require change in our lives. But James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves. When we hear God's word only and we are not doers, we are disobedient, and disobedience leads to deception. And then we become targets. We become targets to the deception of the world that so easily besets us. Because in the last days, when we are deceived, it's because we don't want to receive the love and the understanding and the fullness of truth. Truth, another word that we only want bits and pieces of. So my question is, if we're not in love with truth, and Yeshua came to this earth, and he said he came to witness to truth, and we say that we are his followers, does that mean that we love being deceived? Does that mean that we are okay with deceiving ourselves? Those are just some questions that I was meditating on this morning at Old Dog 30, and I thought I'd share that with you. But remember that the conversation continues. This is not the end of this discussion. I promise you that. I'm Khadijah. KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.